Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with the Fantasy Sports Radio News Update. Quarterback Nick Foles will have his share of suitors, and it looks like the Jacksonville Jaguars have checked in today. Reports indicate there's mutual interest between the veteran quarterback and the Jags. Foles voided his 2019 option in an effort to become a free agent, but the Eagles can still place a franchise tag on him if the 30-year-old passer with the intention of trading him later. Denver was also apparently interested in Foles, but they settled on veteran quarterback Joe Flacco instead yesterday. The media might not like the Joe Flacco move to Denver, but the Broncos players seem pretty happy about it. Receiver Emmanuel Sanders and corner Chris Harris are thrilled, they say, and they say this guy's a winner. He won the big game, the Super Bowl. They're excited for the Joe Flacco era in Mile High. The San Francisco 49ers will not pick up the option on receiver Pierre Garçon, so let the Antonio Brown rumors commence there. Trevor Bauer in baseball got his money yesterday, but he's not totally happy. The Cleveland Indians pitcher won his arbitration hearing, but says the tribe assassinated his character during the process. Bauer was awarded $13 million in the deal. Last season, he finished sixth in AL Cy Young voting with an impressive 2.41 ERA and 2.44 FIP. Bauer will be eligible for free agency in 2021. The Minnesota Twins were a very busy team today. The Twins agreed on a 5-year, $27.5 million extension on Jorge Polanco, and they also agreed to a 5-year, $35 million extension with Gabe Kepler. The Blue Jays making a minor move, welcoming back reliever John Axford. Just three games in the association floor tonight. Charlotte at Orlando. Magic 3-point favorites. 215 is your over-under. New York Knicks and Atlanta Hawks minus 8, 225. Oklahoma City at New Orleans. The Thunder minus 4.5, 237. The biggest total of the night. This is the last night of NBA game action before All-Star festivities kick off in Charlotte tomorrow. So enjoy the betting, everybody. NCAA hoops action tonight in the top 25. Number 9, Houston at UConn. Cougars minus 9.5 points. 136 is your over-under. And number 3, Gonzaga in the late game at Loyola Marymount. Zags laying 19. 139 is the total there. We also have a rare 5 p.m. start in college basketball from the MAC today as Western Michigan hosts Kent State. The Golden Flash is laying 4.5 on the road. 150 is the over-under. Very busy night in the NHL. We have 11 games on the sked. Islanders at Columbus. Jackets minus 45.5. Calgary and Florida. Flames to minus 36.5. Ottawa taking on Detroit. Wings minus 146 is your total there. Dallas at Tampa Bay, the Lightning minus 90 cents, over-under set at 6. Montreal and Nashville, the Preds laying 75.5. Colorado heads to Winnipeg, Jets minus 176.5. New Jersey taking on the Blackhawks. Blackhawks, 70-cent favorite, 6.5. Red Hot St. Louis, they're in Arizona tonight. The Blues minus 55, 5.5. Toronto visiting Vegas, the Knights minus 125 there, 6.5. Vancouver taking on the Kings. Kings are minus 145, 5.5. And Washington and San Jose in the late game. The Sharks laying 80 cents, total 6.5. Tiger Woods is committed to the World Golf Championships in Mexico. With that commitment, playing in the Honda Classic in Tiger's hometown of Jupiter, Florida is now going to be in question. The WGC Mexico Championship begins February 20th in Mexico City. Amazing field this week at Riviera for the Genesis, but Mother Nature once again wreaking havoc on the California swing. In a bizarre sequence of events, the PGA Tour had to restart the Genesis Open today, and early scores were erased. A total of 10 groups had begun first-round play before play was suspended just 50 minutes in. Eight players shared the lead at 8-under par when play was halted, with the groups heading to the third hole. They say round one will now resume in about 40 minutes' time at 4:40. The last event had a restart was the Dell Technologies way back in 2013. We have a little bit of craziness, too, in the Europa League in soccer. As English Premier Club Arsenal fell to Bate today. You're like, Bate? Who's Bate? Well, B-A-T-E, or Bate, is an acronym for the Borisov plant of automotive and tractor equipment in Belarus. I know, I'm not making this stuff up. Arsenal hitting a all-time low here, and their fans snapping all over Twitter. They can't believe they lost this game. Sunday's going to be a day Brianna Daniels and Brianna O'Leary will never forget. Daniels and O'Leary will become the first female graduates of the NASCAR Driver Diversity Pit Crew Development Program to go over the pit wall in the Daytona 500. Both are going to perform tire change duties on Rick Ware's number 52 Chevy Camaro. The team with tire carriers will also follow the Drive for Diversity pit crew alums, Brandon Banks and Phil Thomas right there. So, hey, guys, keep it tuned to Red Heat and Rage Radio. I'm Cam Stewart. We'll be joined by host Gabriel Morenci. A lot of fun we had yesterday, and good friends join us again today. We got Whale Capper stepping up and in. We got Drew Dinkmeyer to break down NBA All-Star Weekend, DFS, the slate tonight, and a whole lot more. And Gabe and I will talk basketball betting, college basketball betting, hockey, and a whole lot more. So keep it here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Coming up next, Red Heat and Rage. Back to you, Yang.
Game time decisions.
Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, our radio has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci. You just heard Cam Stewart throw it down. Whale Capper on the radar today. We'll see if Whale Capper, if we can track down Whale Capper in the Pacific Ocean. Tonight, Drew Dinkmeyer will guide us through the three NBA games on the card. I don't know if Drew can break down the hockey for us. We need Colin Drew to do that. Drew Dinkmeyer is more of a basketball and golf guy, though. And, of course, weather wrecks a lot of people's golf viewing once again, Cam.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. And another thing about the PGA Tour, I don't understand how groups go out there and you're, you know, like, and we had a lot of guys. I have matchup bets in this tournament. But a lot of my guys, they're all winning their bets. Guys were minus one. They birdied the first hole, and now they have to go back to even. Say I lose these matches by a stroke. They don't really care, right? So, like, you're a golfer. You get out to a nice hot start, one under or whatever. Okay, we're canceled. Why wouldn't they just start again at one under? Why are the scores revamped to zero? I think that's absolutely stupid, and it makes no sense to me. You birdied the first hole. Keep the scores. Why can't they just play at the holes they were? Why are they doing a total restart? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well,
they got some real dumb rules in this tour, man. Like, it really needs correcting.
It's been, you know, I knew that weather would be a factor coming into this, and it infects it. It just sort of throws everything for a loop. I mean, we can talk about, oh, this guy's better in the rain. This guy can drive the ball and all that. But if the weather is different, like every couple hours, it doesn't really matter, right? I mean, some guys can get really screwed. Some guys can get favorable conditions. It really, really makes it difficult.
It does. And the thing is, in other sports like that, so when we watch college football or football and there's a lightning delay, if the Miami Hurricanes are winning 7-0, they come out and play and it's still 7-0. You pick it up from the point that you return. I don't understand how golf, where me and you are playing golf and we birdied a whole game, now we have to start it even again. We earned that birdie. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of these guys are playing for money paychecks. Not all of them are Matt Kuchar, where they can afford to, you know, stiff a caddy. Some guys are playing for jobs. So, you know, every stroke matters, and I just think it's a little bit ridiculous and amateur night, to be honest with you.
I'm getting tired of talking about Matt Kuchar, but the thing is, he knows that. He also knows that people will move on eventually. We can't bitch about Matt Kuchar consistently, but
true.
Like I said, I hope he gets heckled throughout the weekend at least. You know, the fact that the guy doubles down and that he's, you know, he really has no problem stiffing the guy at all, you know, really just makes him a bigger jerk than we already knew he was.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, you know, it should have been like, you know, maybe I'll give the guy more money. Instead, like, he's vehemently saying, you know, screw this. This is what the guy is going to get. And, yeah, that's the way Kuchar wants to be. And he's going to lose a lot of fans because of it, Morenci. You know, Kuch. Well, you know what? It might be douche instead of Kuch when he's, you know, listening to the fans. I see more douches than Kuches in his future.
I can't disagree. Or as he's being called in Mexico now, El Cheapo.
El Cheapo.
El Cheapo.
El Cheapo.
You said it's just, it makes no sense.
It's ridiculous.
That he would, like,
he
over
so much
now
money
at this point, just pay. It would go away. But he clearly just doesn't care.
He cares not.
That's what it comes down to. He just doesn't care. All right, game time decisions.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gable Morenci, Cam Stewart throwing it down on this Thursday afternoon. Although I do wish it was Friday. Normally, I don't really care what day of the week it is, to be honest.
I kind of do, too, Gabe.
They're all the same. Yeah. I feel like it'd be better if it was just Friday.
I'm absolutely with you on that one, buddy.
And for the record, we won't be on Monday. Oh. So we're not going to be on Mondays.
Is it a holiday?
Yes, President's Day.
Oh, yeah, President's Day. Yeah, I forgot. I see the President's Day sales in Buffalo at the mattress guy. They're having real mattress wars, Gabe, between Costello and the other sleep guys. They're getting really the campaigns are getting a little angrier, too, kind of like presidential campaigns, like taking cheap shots at the other mattress guy. Yeah, lots of feuding in Buffalo. President's Day sales.
The mattress wars are hot in Buffalo. Yeah.
Costello, you know the big goon-looking guy with, like, who doesn't wear those guys who wear those tight silk shirts, but, like, no ties and shirts? Like, he's a rough guy, too. Like, he looks like an offensive lineman. If I was that other little skinny guy, I'd worry about what I say about that guy. I think he puts people in mattresses.
We sell mattresses for less. A lot less.
Oh, yeah, that's Costello.
A lot less. A lot less. You know what? The best is, too, when he says, there's a one... Dude, like, he does them live, man.
And I know he does. He just
walks
through.
There's one ad. It's just old school. It's like WKRP stuff. Let's bring Whale Capper in right now. Whale Capper, what's going on, Whale Capper?
Hey,
what's up, Whale Capper?
Hey, Whale Capper.
What is happening?
Good stuff. I think good stuff. We got you there.
He's there in California. The weather, Gabe. I'm glad we even got a hold of Whale Capper. Tough conditions.
I think probably the levels weren't turned up more than the weather had an effect.
Wild out here.
Just to be honest.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. We're loud and clear.
Bro. Okay, sorry about that, guys.
That's a big 10-4. Like,
you know, Valentine's Day, taking care of the lady in my life today, and then going to be watching some All-Star action this weekend, you know, All-Star break, kind of a little bit of a chance to catch your breath in the midst of just this hellacious run of handicapping NFL and NBA that's been going on for this year so far. So looking forward to a little bit more relaxing weekend. What about you guys?
And don't forget about the Alliance League, and we'll get to it in a couple of minutes.
Yes. But good call.
Let's just finish this. I'm going to send, we'll get the ad too. We'll play this before, and we'll give these guys some free pub in Buffalo. And there's something about Buffalo, dude. Like, Bills fans, Will Capper, unite and stuff. And, like, it's like a club. Like, even in New York City, man. Like, a couple of times a week, I'm walking down the street, I got a Bills hat on, and it's like a club. You get the nod. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, you know, some guy with a Sabres hat gave it to me the other day. He was like, hey.
Nice.
He said to me, hey. I looked up. I'm like, what? And he just pointed his Saber logo, and I had a Bills. He said, go Bills. And he kept walking, right? So there is a really, it's like a club. But when it comes to Buffalo, like, they're very hostile. Like, there's more fires. Like, people, like, are going out of business. They set their businesses on fire all the time.
Yeah, a lot of insurance
like
fraud.
The attorney wars are hot. Like, the injury attorney guys. But Celino and Barnes, like, kill them all. So William Matar's been coming on. But then Celino and Barnes broke up. So even in Buffalo.
Celino and Barnes.
Yes. Injury attorneys.
They got offices in California. No, they practice in California.
Yeah, they practice. I know Celino and Barnes, yeah.
Yeah, Cam, they practice in California. New York and California, they're not dumb.
Very smart.
So even they're arguing. But the mattress guy's the best. He's like, oh, we sell mattresses for less, a lot less. And he's like, this isn't some like sleazy used car lot. But the thing is, like, every second ad on TV is like a used car lot in Buffalo. So he's like, this isn't like going into like one of those, you know, those car lots where we try to upsell. Like, and then in the next ad, he's like, you know, there's a lot of good car people in this city. Like, you know, you know that, like, Fusillo and everyone called him and said, what the hell's your problem? You're selling mattresses. Now you're taking shots at car dealers. Like, and like Cam said, he's a big, sleazy-looking dude, too.
He's
like,
yeah, he's tough.
He's right in the camera. He's like, there's a lot of sleazy car dealers out here. We're not like that. We're going to give you a great deal. It's a great mattress. We sell mattresses for less, a lot less. And then it's just gold, dude. The next ad he comes on. There's a lot of good car dealers in this city, all right? I'm just saying that I got good deals on mattresses. It's just, it's too good.
You gotta build a network. You gotta network.
Yeah. You know that he got the call. Like, hey, Joe, you gotta shut up, bro. Like, you know, sell your mattresses, but yeah, God bless Buffalo. So what do you think of this Joe Flacco stuff, Will Capper? Are the Broncos a better team?
Oh, man. I don't know why this is. No, not at all. I don't know if he makes the roster. I don't know why they did this. I really don't know what the move was. Presumably the coaching staff signed off on this. But this kind of stinks of, John Elway continuing to make very, very desperate calls as in his GM tenure in Denver. And, you know, the writing's on the wall that his time there is running short, in my opinion. I can't imagine that this works out positively for the organization or Flacco or anyone involved. Flacco was washed 2-3 years ago. I don't know why we're expecting him to trot out and play like a top-level quarterback and, you know, be the missing piece in a division where you're competing with Philip Rivers and the roster that they have in L.A. And the reigning MVP, Pat Mahomes, and the dynamic offense in Kansas City. This was not the correct move for positioning themselves for competing in the AFC West, in my opinion. And, I mean, I've been trying to kind of put the tea leaves together here and trying to figure out if this was simply, a negotiating mechanism to try to rework Keenum's contract. Now that they have Flacco in there, they can presumably kind of put some leverage on Keenum and force his number down. And who knows what happens after that? Maybe they cut Flacco. You know, like there's a lot of ways that this plays out, but clearly the quarterback position in Denver is a huge position of need, and clearly John Elway has shown no ability to evaluate that position and get the right players on this roster.
Are they going to draft another quarterback, Will Capper?
It's because who knows?
That's the thing. Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian, the list goes on and on. Like, you see some of the guys that have played quarterback for Denver in the last couple of years, it's a certifiable train wreck.
Probably not if you're paying this guy $18 million.
Yeah, I mean,
if you draft a quarterback high, you got to pay him real money too, right? Like, you know, if you get a quarterback in the third or fourth round, sure, it doesn't cost you a lot of money, but you have to pay the quarterback. But like Will Capper said, who knows? Like, we almost have to judge and see what the big body of work is. But really, Elway has basically kicked the can down the road when it's come to the quarterback situation on a yearly basis. And like you stated, you got Mahomes. You got Mahomes in Kansas City. The Raiders are inept, but you know Gruden's going to get a shiny new object with all these draft picks that he has. I think Kyler Murray might be the guy that he gets, maybe a Dwayne Haskins. So he's got that high-profile quarterback with a year under his belt when he goes into Vegas next year. And, you know, the Chargers are hanging on to Phillip Rivers. We'll see what they do. They'll have to draft somebody eventually. But, yeah, the Broncos, Will Capper and Cam, they just seem to be falling behind the pack, really, with the kind of in-net moves. I mean, you know, what happened with Gary Kubiak? Gary Kubiak's a competent guy, was a good head coach, won a Super Bowl. And he had to stop because he had health reasons. Guy was going to have a heart attack and die, essentially. Like, it was too stressful. So he takes a couple of years off, and then boom, all right, he's coming back to be the offensive coordinator, and then 24 hours later, he's in Jacksonville. Like, how does that happen, Will Capper? Like, what the hell's going on there?
I don't know, man. I mean, the organization as a whole has the whiff of dysfunctionality. I've heard and read rumors that, you know, there's a very kind of close-knit company men, supposedly, around Elway, who kind of, yes men, you know, guys, yeah, who just kind of build him up and kind of point out the good things that he does and gloss and shine, you know. And it's not a good situation, because they were an organization that had a very strong perspective from their owner. I mean, you know, they had like a Kraft type of situation when
he passed away,
when,
right?
Bolin,
that's the
was
big difference.
Healthy and, yeah.
Or is he still alive, or is he very ill?
Sorry, my bad. Or is he just quite sick? I think he's quite ill. But regardless, it's kind of left a power void there, and Elway sort of stepped in to that role. And you know, to this point, the job is too big for him, and the task is too great, and he doesn't have the evaluation skills to put the right roster together.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Whale Capper.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Time decisions on Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports on the Radio Network. I'm David Morenzi, Cam Stewart. We got Whale Capper with us, Drew Dickmeyer, the top DFS players in America, the Ivy Leaguer, actually, Drew Dickmeyer, will step up in and join us. So we got Whale Capper right now, and Whale Capper, we got NBA basketball. This weekend we got this All-Star stuff, but the NBA All-Star weekend's always a fun little, you know, we decompress. You know, it's post Super Bowl, but the AAF, we'll get to that in a couple minutes. But NBA All-Star weekend's always fun. I'm always a fan of the Rise Stars game as well. And this year there's a lot of talent in this game, man. Like Jason Tatum's playing, Donovan Mitchell is playing for the U.S. team, and as far as the world is concerned, some fun players on the world, including Luka Doncic, playing for Team World. You know, should be a fun Friday night. And then you got the skills challenge. Used to be about the 3-point. There used to be the slam dunk, but the 3-point competitions come on now. People like the skills stuff. So you know what? It is what it is. But we're at that time of the year right now. It's Westminster Kittle dog shows and All-Star games.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the most fun time to be a degenerate in America. That's for sure. But
you just have to
some good prop. I like.
There is. There's a lot of crazy stuff to bet on, Will Capper. You just have to accept your. You know what I mean? I've always said, what's the difference if you're betting on the Philadelphia Soil, the Philadelphia Phillies, or the Philadelphia Eagles? Who cares? Bet's a bet.
It's true. You win the bet, you lose the bet. It's fine.
Yep. You brought up a good point about the Rising Stars, though. That should be a great game. I see they lined Team USA -3. That's a little bit of a head-scratcher. The Team USA depth overall is a whole heck of a lot better. If you kind of look at last couple of years, what the trend has been in the Rising Stars, it's not really to feature the starters as much as it is to give everyone an opportunity, kind of equal distribution of minutes for all of the players. And so if you think of like the second unit getting more time in the game than a normal second unit would, it's tough for me to really make a case for the Team World being able to hang in this game. And if you get a low line like -3 on Team USA, that's something that interests me in that Friday night little fun play.
Yeah, you know, there's some fun guys. Look, Ben Simmons is going to be on Team World, but as you stated, they're going to distribute the minutes evenly, not to mention Ben Simmons is playing the All-Star game as well on Sunday. So they're not going to run him into the ground. And, you know, you look at team, you look at, I wanted to look at Europe, but we're not getting enough points. The number's short enough. There's a lot of skilled guys, but there's a lot of passers, right? And there's a few three-point shooters and stuff, but there's a lot of passers and really skilled players. But what I like about the U.S. team, there's just a lot of pure scorers. You know what I mean? Like, De'Aaron Fox is going to run past everybody. You know, Trae Young can hit shots. Then you get in. We don't even mention Donovan Mitchell, Kyle Kuzma. We just sort of got guys that can light the basket up quick. Jared Allen, who I watch up close often here in Brooklyn, is he's going to be game. He's going to be banging the glass and stuff in this game. they just have more instant offense. Skill team. I'm sure there'll be a couple of really cool behind-the-back passes, and Doncic and Simmons will do something crazy, and it'll be fun. But to me, I look at this U.S. team, and there's just too many guys that can put the ball in the basket and will and will want to.
True. What do you think about Ayton? What do you guys think about Ayton at 10-1 too? What do you think about that, Gabe? I was just looking at some value. 10-1.
Ayton plays for the world team.
10-1. That's crazy odds for him, though.
These games aren't built for big men.
I think you got to steer clear. Yeah, and I think you got to steer clear of the world players because they almost always give the award to the winning team. So I think you can pretty much scratch off world guys right away if you're handicapping that market. And of the U.S. guys, it's kind of priced like they're expecting like the guys who are starting to get a ton of run in this game. And I think it's going to be a hell of a lot more balanced. Like Jamal Murray won it last year off the bench. The previous year, a guy won off the bench. I can't remember who. It might have been it was a Team Europe guy. It was it's escaping me, but I looked this up because I was handicapping this morning, and it's not always a starter that wins this award, and so there definitely is value as you look down the board if you can kind of convince yourself that a team, you know, Team USA or Team World is going to be the winning team, and I think USA wins. I kind of like them at -3. I would bet them out to a bigger number even than that if you can get a better line. So. It's the only thing probably going on Friday night, and I'm certainly going to have some action on it.
You know, I think, Cam, if you're looking at MVPs, you know, we don't need really to overthink it. You get guys like Donovan Mitchell really, really wanted the Rookie of the Year last year, right? And he still walks around with the Patrick Waugh jersey on, the Canadiens jersey. And I was like, why is he wearing a Canadiens jersey? And it's all because it says Rookie of the Year on back. R-O-Y.
That's right, Roy.
Yeah, so
smart.
That's why he wears
That's absolutely amazing. That's real.
Yeah. Because, you know, Will Capper, you know, they always show NBA players walking in before games and their attire and stuff, right? So he rolls in, and I'm like, why the hell is Donovan Mitchell wearing a Montreal Canadiens red Patrick Waugh jersey at 33? And right away I tweeted, I was like, hey, Canadian fans, you guys have any favorite player? Because they love that stuff. And then I clued in R-O-Y. I'm like, oh, rookie's like bitter, Rookie of the Year. Like, so that's the thing. So he's the type of guy that would want to win the MVP here, and he could. It really is. Huh? Like for Mitchell, pretty creative.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good look. I feel you. That is a very good look.
Jason Tatum. You know, +780. I don't want to overthink it. Kyle Kuzma, 10-1. All three guys that can sort of really, really heat it up. As you mentioned, too, doesn't have to be a starter. De'Aaron Fox. I'd be looking at one of these guys on the U.S. team. You can't take everybody, but, you know, if I had to, I wouldn't mind. I would sprinkle, listen, Donovan Mitchell at +766 and Jason Tatum at +783. One of them wins, you're still making money.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't disagree with that. It's a fun look and it's a fun game. And kind of actually, you know, it's kind of interesting. I saw something in, you know, allow me if you will to change the topic just a little bit here. But the Orlando Magic are playing the Hornets tonight, right?
Yeah, red hot. The red hot
like
Orlando
kind
Magic.
Of a blah game, right? It seems like, but Orlando is. Yeah, red hot. They've just beaten some legit teams on the road, and now they're home hosting Charlotte. Charlotte is kind of, you know, they're more rested. They should have a little bit of a fatigue advantage, but they're all going back to Charlotte to be hosts for all friends and family who are coming to town for the All-Star game, right? So there's going to be a little bit of distraction on the part of Charlotte here. It's going to and this game matters a ton for playoffs. Positioning. I am telling you, man, Orlando is coming on so hot right now. The bottom of the bottom of the Eastern Conference playoff slots are wide freaking open. And Orlando has a really, really easy schedule down the home stretch. They got 11 games out of their last 24 against teams that are clearly tanking, and most of them are at home. So I think you have clearly like 11 wins left on the schedule for Orlando. They got two games left against the Hornets. And if they can beat the Hornets tonight, I think that really does change the complexion of who wins the Southeast. The reason I'm bringing all this up is I was looking through the All-Star game props. I got down to Southeastern Conference winner props, and Orlando is 8-1. 8-1 implies that they got an 11% chance to win the Southeast, and they're up against the likes of the Hornets, the Heat, and the Wizards. None of those teams are inspiring any confidence right now, and I would implore the listeners who are kind of into these sort of future and prop action, just like take a little look at who the Hornets have left on their schedule. Take a look at who the Orlando Magic schedule is left. I have, you know, kind of rate the schedules as we go through the season just to get a feel for who's kind of, you know, who's got a chance to go on a little bit of run, because I know the teams, the coaches, the players do it themselves. Like, they like to look ahead and know, oh man, we got some wins coming up. Let's get heated up, you know. And, you know, the Magic have a relatively easy schedule from here on in, something like bottom 10 level of difficulty league-wide, and the Hornets have a top 10 schedule left in terms of, you know, difficult opponents. So I would say give that a serious look, give it some thought, do the math yourself, and figure out what kind of a record you would need for the Hornets to fall out of that, you know, likely winning the Southeast slot, because 8-1 is damn nice, and you only have to, you know, you only have to sit between now and middle of April to get that ticket home. So, and you'll have a couple of chances to hedge away. You could hedge away tonight if you wanted to. I mean, Hornets win tonight, they're going to probably, you know, be a little less valuable, probably. It may not move at all, though. And then the final game of the season, you got Hornets versus the Magic. So it really could come down to that last game, who wins the Southeast. And if you're holding 8-1 on one side, it's pretty easy to come back on the other side. So that's a fun look that I noticed as I was going through the All-Star game props. That's a little bit, maybe a little bit more useful season-long NBA betting for your listeners.
You know what? You're the second guy today. Drew Dinkmeyer brought this up this morning, Cam, actually. We were talking about this game, and he said the exact same thing. He goes, I know it sounds crazy, but Orlando can win this division.
Yep.
And he said at plus 700 he was seeing it at. Orlando can win this division. Yeah, they're two games back of Charlotte coming into tonight. It's a great point that you raised too, Whale Capper, as far as Charlotte. It's an awkward spot with the thought, you know, man, we're All-Star Weekend in our backyard. Taking my kid to the game. Yeah, I got this party, etc. It is a big game tonight. We'll see if Orlando can keep this going. All right, one quick break.
Yes.
We'll be right back with Whale Capper on the other side. Game Time Decision.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeartRadio, 844-843-6879. We'll get to a couple of calls later. Drew Dinkmeyer will join us a little bit later on, too. We'll talk about tonight's NBA game from a DFS perspective with a man who has won the Sunday, the Millionaire Maker. He's won, I think over 2 million or so, a lot. He's won a lot. Playing DFS, probably the best DFS guy in America, to be honest, or at least right up there. You know, I'm sure there's a few other smart dudes that are doing it too. But Drew Dinkmeyer will join us later. We're with another smart guy, Whale Capper, right now. Just quickly on the NBA too, I want to bring up the Orlando Magic. Big game tonight, and it's funny because Dinkmeyer brought up this morning too. Orlando are worth a bet at 7-1 to win the division. Now in some places it's 8-1 too. We just want to note, though, Charlotte had beaten these guys 13 straight times. So I don't mind that, actually. I think Orlando's sick of this. This is the best Orlando's played in years. They're 6-1 in their last seven games. And, you know, it's funny because Drew Dinkmeyer, I don't know if you remember the Lion Camp. Remember the Brooklyn Nets that had lost? I talked about it. And I said, the Nets have lost 10 in a row to the Celtics, but I don't care. I'm taking the Nets.
Yeah.
And Drew Dinkmeyer played tennis. That's why he was an Ivy Leaguer. He got a scholarship. He played tennis at, I think it was Cornell. I don't want to apologize if it isn't, but they say he played tennis. So I don't know if you remember, Cam, but he told a story about Vitas Gerulaitis. Do you remember the tennis player? You're a tennis guy, Will Capper. Do you remember Vitas Gerulaitis?
Oh, yeah.
He had lost to some player like 15 times in a row. And he, before the game, he said, nobody beats Vitas Gerulaitis 16 times in a row. And same thing. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's a good line. Like, that. He had a sense of humor about it, right?
And then I told you,
but nobody beats me 16 times in a row.
Yes.
And then I told you, Gabe, Vitas Gerulaitis died of carbon monoxide poisoning. And you're like, what? And I go, I saw it in one of my murder mysteries.
Yeah, poor guy.
Carbon monoxide, bad way to go. It's crazy.
So that line came up today. Nobody beats the Orlando Magic 14 times in a row. You know, so I think the Magic can get it done. Pelicans are in a nice contrarian spot.
I love it.
The Pels tonight are in a contrarian spot. They sucked the other night. Yeah. Anthony Davis said, oh, no one wants to play, and whatever. That's Rich coming from you, dude, that actually quit on the team. But anyways. Teams usually bounce back after this. Oklahoma City have really been rolling, though. So it's hard to want to get in front of these guys. But they played last night. And Whale Capper, they haven't responded well, Oklahoma City, in the back-to-back games this year.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. And the line is a little fishy. You would have thought with the way that Oklahoma City's playing and the whiff of quit in the air in New Orleans that they would be more in like the 7-8. Sort of favorite range and sitting there at 4.5. And I've seen some, you know, pretty lopsided numbers in terms of ticket count here. So it is an interesting handicap, and potentially, you get an honest effort out of the Pelicans here at home, you know, against a team that they match up and have played well against in recent years. But I guess my approach on this particular game would be to look for Pelicans to do well in the first half. Along this kind of impressive run for the Thunder, what has stood out the most to me is they have Donovan, believe it or not, Billy freaking Donovan, a guy that I thought was not long for this league, is making really good halftime adjustments. And they are coming out in these second half of games. We saw it against Houston on Saturday. There were a number of other games where they were against the they had a couple of nice ones where they were down big at halftime in the last month, and they've made some nice adjustments, came screaming back out in the second half and come back on teams and put them away in the fourth quarter. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if you see a pretty competitive effort out of the Pelicans for the first half, at least, if not three quarters, before the Thunder kind of get their act together and take care of business. But, it's an interesting line. It's sure as hell smells fishy. But I think the right way to attack this, if you're feeling like the Pelicans are going to give you an honest effort, I think you look for them in the first half, and then you come back on the Thunder at halftime.
Last night in the NBA, the overs went 10-1.
Yep.
Unbelievable. 10-1. Nobody wants to play defense before the All-Star game.
Exactly. They're already checked out, Gabe. You know, it's like vacation time.
It'll clamp down. I think it'll be sort of like the beginning of the year. It's like the Chinese League, man. There was like, the totals were getting up there to 247 and stuff.
Chinese League.
Yeah, it's the highest high-scoring league in the world, Cam. Nice. Should see those totals, bro.
Yeah, they're high totals.
They don't pay.
252.
They paid Marbury to shoot free throws there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want action.
They
expect that. No, the Chinese League's insane. Like, the average total in the Chinese League's like, I'm not kidding. It's like 243, 245. Like, games will get
no
into
defense.
The 360s and stuff.
It's like
track bombs game. Away. They're good shooters and stuff, too. So it's just very, very offensive-minded. All right, Alliance Football League last week starts off. I'm keeping track of my record. I was 4-2. A couple of small blips along the way. I was like, take this underdog here. But I went big, actually. Well, big, but I went bigger on a few games. So it was a plus money week 4-2. Like, I was all over the Birmingham-Memphis game under, man. Like, we talked about it. I was like, you know what? Take all four games under. It went 3-1. But I was smart enough to take the last game over. So talk about adjustment, guys. So we have Salt Lake and Birmingham. Total 43.5. Arizona and Memphis, total 46. Orlando and San Antonio, and I'm telling you now, I guess if I speak like softly and we whisper, it won't really change anything because we still have thousands of people listening, but the total's way too low. Orlando and San Antonio. Like, the odds makers move the totals for every team, every game. It doesn't work like that. Not every team was the same. Orlando's offense put up 40 points last week. Steve Spurrier and Garrett Gilbert, they had it going, man. You know, guys were open, they're enthusiastic. They were a solid crisp football team offensively already. They put up 40 points. The San Antonio Commanders, they were crisp on both sides of the football last week. They're getting 6 points on their home field. Total 44.5. This game's going to get there. This game will go over the number 44.5, and the Commanders are going to cover on their home field. And I'll tell you, it doesn't matter whether it's 12.5, 13.5, or whatever. Arizona are going to drill Memphis. They're in a lot of freaking trouble. So point spreads, Birmingham -7.5 against hosting Salt Lake. I like Salt Lake. Arizona at Memphis, laying 13.5. I like Arizona. Orlando at San Antonio. I like San Antonio getting 6. And Atlanta at San Diego, that's the one I'm unsure of. Neither of them look very good in week one, guys. Whale capper.
Stinker.
What do you think of week two?
The stinker. I like all your looks there.
How dare?
I like all your looks there.
How dare you trash the fleet and the legends like that?
I like your looks. Yeah, no, but of the card, that one is the stinker. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But yeah, I think I like your looks. And, you know, like, you got a lot of listeners. If perhaps someone from the Alliance Football League or someone who knows the Alliance Football League is listening, like, you have an opportunity to seize the gambling community and get them behind you in a more, you know, a more significant way and kind of do better than the XFL did. I mean, the XFL lost its luster real quick. People kind of got over it real fast. But there was clearly a momentum last week with people, you know, showing interest within the AAF. It was a pretty entertaining product, I got to say. It was fun to bet on. And there's, you know, with the expansion of legalized gambling in the United States, they should really lean into this. I mean, seriously, get Gabe on a show that previews, you know, the week's action and give it a gambling heavy focus. And, you know, you got yourself an audience right there of people who will be, you know, coming in, week out and paying very close attention to these games. And I, you know, I mean, I think the NFL has been hesitant to really embrace gambling for some ridiculous reason. If the AAF goes hard in the other direction, I think they can really stake out some space and you know, kind of keep the fans engaged over the course of the season, even as you know, March Madness is looming. So they better do what they can to kind of capture the attention of the audience pretty quickly. And I think, you know, incorporating gambling in some way, shape, or form in the broadcast is pretty important. But you know, what do I know?
And no, you know a lot.
I like where you're going.
If they don't embrace gambling,
and I appreciate the endorsement.
Yeah, you could be AAF spokesperson, Gabe. No, I'm saying, and you know, this league will only thrive if they do embrace it. It's very simple.
Well, they obviously have, in a sense that, listen, they invited Cornegay and Sherman and the guys from the sports book, the Superbook, to go down and make their power ratings, and that's how they had futures.
Very smart. They
clearly have, and from what I understand too. The Saturday game is on TNT, which leads into the All-Star festivities. So last week they had CBS. This week, all right, they're not on CBS, but still, they're getting a TNT look this week. And you're right, Will Capper. I mean, it's driven by gambling, and the interest has been there from a gambling perspective. And you're right, for Capper, the time is now, right? Somebody's going to crush this. Look, we're 4-2. We got a little sloppy, you know, with one of the underdogs. And I'm mad at myself, but you know, I took Christian Hackenberg +3. I mean, I can't get over that, but what are you going to do?
You didn't see him in Jets camp a couple of years ago? Oh, man. Oh,
Christian Hackenberg starting again.
Yikes.
God, the lines
short
are
leash
as we speak. People are betting it. Like, right now, as we speak, the numbers are lighting up. That's funny. You know, Salt Lake. Salt Lake, I swear that flashing right now. People just bet the over of the Orlando San Antonio. We appreciate it. At least we know we got listeners.
That's the best look of the week. Yeah, that's the best look of the week. That thing's flying over. Yeah.
People
Orlando
are clicking,
can do it by itself.
Now Arizona hot shots are lighting up. Yellow, yellow. It's lighting up, Cam.
I'm dying. Moving the line.
Oh, they just took Salt Lake. They just took Salt Lake. Salt Lake just moved 6 cents. Thanks, guys. Bravo. This is freaking gold. Salt Lake just went from.
Yeah, market influence is so good.
Yeah, it's up to 7.5 minus 125. Like, it's
really
gold, man. Like,
I got Salt Lake 7 on my bookie, so they.
Well, listen,
that's next.
Well, we didn't give a pick. We didn't give a pick. So someone who's tuning in didn't care for our. Somebody just bet the Atlanta Legends. It went from 10 to 9.5 at a pretty big book. Like, this is an offshore, pretty big book. So unless this happened last week, though. And I was like, I don't think it's a coincidence, guys, like that we're talking about these games and the numbers are moving. And then you're telling me at 1:52 Pacific and 4:52 on Thursday afternoon, just suddenly out of the blue, you, me, and Cam Wilcap are talking about this stuff, and suddenly one of these books just start every game starts getting action. And you know, it doesn't take a lot to move a number in these games. Let's be real. Like, somebody just betting $50 just scared the book.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not saying crack. I'm not saying crack.
I got
just said 5,000 on it.
Yeah.
I got a theory for you guys. AAF theory. We'll see if this has any water. One of the clear, obvious distinctions last week was the offensive line play was pretty poor. And it wasn't like they were just untalented guys. It was like we know you see this in preseason football in the first couple weeks. The defense is just ahead of the offense because they have less, there's less scheme. There's less they're being asked to do. They just like, hey, go be athletic. You know, go be a monster. Go rip that guy's head off. Like, go. Right. Like, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see if the books lag on totals and if there's, you know, opportunity over week 2 and week 3 here to capture some value on some of these overs, because the offensive line should start to play better, should give these quarterbacks a little bit more time. These quarterbacks aren't ready for NFL or anything like that by any stretch of the imagination, but they're not terrible, you know, passers. Christian Hackenberg accepted. And I would say you could see if you give these guys a little bit more time and their guys are, you know, a little bit more confident up in trenches, then you could start to see scoring tick up. And I wouldn't be surprised if week 2 and 3 are pretty heavy over weeks for AAF.
They're all low totals, too. The biggest total is 46. I'll let you go. 42.5, 44, 44, 46. Low.
Follow Whale Capper on Twitter, whale_capper. Check him out over at Audio Boom, one of the best in the business. Thanks, Whale Capper.
Later, buddy.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Time decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio. We've got the mattress. We found the mattress spot. We'll play it in the 5 o'clock hour, though. Yeah, good job. We'll play it after when we have more time. Here's a story that's popping up right now. Pardon the pun, or pooping up.
Yeah.
As it's being sent, Ronald Wilson, Gargan. Actually, what's up, Gargan? This is from Wichita, so this is good, Cam. Police were called to a Home Depot in Wichita, Kansas, to what they thought was a bomb threat, as a man went into the bathroom and said, "You better get out of here. There's a bomb about to go off." And he said, "I'm about to blow this place up." But he said, "Hey, guys, I'm just warning you, I'm about to blow this place up," in which he needed to take a dump. And he took like a big ass dump. And while he was sitting there, like, the bomb squad showed up and stuff. And he said, nah, like, I wasn't threatening to blow the place up. I meant, like, you know, I'm about to drop a bomb. I was giving people a warning. It was going to smell in here. And he said, basically, I had no idea that, like, said it was a little men's bathroom humor taken too seriously.
Sorry. He's a regular customer, apparently, too.
Yeah, at the Home Depot.
Yeah, at the Home Depot. He likes to take his dumps at the Home Depot.
Yeah, I guess that's what they say. He's a regular.
He's a regular. Yeah, don't worry about Jerry.
He uses the bathroom all the time.
He loves our bathroom.
You can't make this up. I huh?
No, it's so good. I'm going to blow it up in here. Like, people are great.
Wichita police said they were called to a Home Depot.
So me and you were there, and we hear a guy say that. Would you tell it? No, the guy's obviously taking a dump. Like, you have to, like, understand it. Why would you be a bomb threat being a bathroom of a Home Depot? Like, come on. Put two and two together, people. You know?
Yeah,
people
exactly.
Too,
like,
much
people,
on the edge.
People,
like,
have always said, like,
freak out.
I've done it, like, you know, coming out of an airplane bathroom where I've gotten out and I told someone, you better give it a minute.
Like, I told him, exactly.
You better give it a minute. Like, you know what I mean? But exactly. This guy instead just said, ooh, he dropped a bomb in there. You know, like you said, like, people are idiots, like, in the bathroom. Like, wouldn't you be able to tell, yeah, this guy isn't about to blow the place up. He's about to have a dump. Like,
I just love that. He's a regular. He's a regular.
So somebody called the man. Told he goes, we just had a customer here. May have been a bomb threat.
A threat.
He said somebody told me there's a bomb in here and you need to leave the building. He said it three times. Police responded to the store and learned the threat came from someone in the men's restroom. An employee told the responding officer he was standing at the urinal when another man came out of the stall and said, somebody told me there's a bomb in the building. You better leave the building. According to the newspaper, the store clerks, they recognize the man. He's a regular customer. No charges were laid.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, Yang. I don't know if my news is as good as Home Depot toilet guy. But anyway, Mets pitcher Jared DeGrom, Cy Young Award, man, it needs some help. The award plaque, Gabe, was damaged as it was shipped from New York to Florida. Four of the 11 letters in outstanding are chipped off, and there's a chunk of wood missing on the back of the award. So, interesting stuff there. DeGrom's Cy Young Award plaque damaged. Timeline for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s big debut for the Jays remains unclear.
You better fix it.
Yeah, you better fix it. You give the guy there's missing a chunk of wood and four letters out outstanding. Like, come on here. So GM Ross Atkins of the Jays says it's unsure when they're going to promote one of baseball's bright young stars to the big leagues. Guerrero seems like the obvious choice to take over third base for Toronto at the time. The 19-year-old hitting .381 with 20 homers and 78 RBIs across four minor league stints at different levels last year. Interesting note, the Braves waited until the end of April to promote then-top prospect Ronald Acuna Jr. to the big leagues, giving them an extra year of contractual control over the young star. Trevor Bauer got his money in arbitration, but not totally a happy camper. The Cleveland Indians pitcher won his arbitration hearing, but says the tribe assassinated his character during the process. It's interesting, Gabe. They took shots at Bauer after he decided to donate money to various charities. Are you kidding me? Bauer awarded the $13 million.
Assassinated the process. During the process. He's the one arguing with teenage girls online. Like, what's he talking about? Like,
He did donate to charity for 69 straight days, though. I'll give him that. You know, they can't. They cut him up for giving money to charity. That's ridiculous. He might be a jerk in some areas, but donating to charity, that shouldn't be a bad thing. You know, they're cutting him up for giving money away. I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't see how you're spinning this. Why is he getting criticized for giving charity? What are you talking about?
What? That's what they were saying. In the arbitration hearing, they came after him for that type of stuff. You keep digging,
Brent.
You're calling Bauer a liar? Okay, we'll get on top of the story. We'll see where you guys sit on the Bauer
word,
issue.
I'm just saying I don't believe him.
Okay, that's fair. Minnesota Twins.
I disagree with him.
You disagree?
Don't want to get sued.
No.
I'm just saying I disagree.
He is a bit of a weirdo. The Minnesota Twins very busy today, agreeing on 5-year deals with Jorge Polanco, 5-year, $27.5 million. They also agreed to a 5-year, $35 million extension with Gabe Kapler. Blue Jays minor deal to get back pitcher John Axford there. 3 games in the association tonight before the break. Charlotte at Orlando. Magic 3-point favorites, 215 is your over under. New York Knicks at Atlanta Hawks, -8 in this game, 225 is your over under. And Oklahoma City at New Orleans Thunder, -5, 237 there. Last night of action, as we mentioned, All-Star festivities kick off in Charlotte tomorrow night. NCAA hoops action, Gabe. If you want this game, you better get it in now. Western Michigan and Kent State going off at 5 o'clock. So this one just tipping off. Golden Flash is 4.5, 150 in top 25 action. Only a couple teams are there. Houston at UConn. The Cougars are -9.5 on the road. Total 136. And number 3, Gonzaga is at Loyola Marymount later on tonight. The Zags laying 18.5, 139 your total there. Quarterback Nick Foles will have his share of suitors. It looks like Jacksonville is interested. Reports indicate mutual interest between the veteran quarterback and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Foles voided his 2019 option in an effort to become a free agent, but the Eagles can still place that franchise tag on the 30-year-old passer with the intention of trading him. Denver, yesterday we talked about the Joe Flacco deal. Receiver Emmanuel Sanders and corner Chris Harris thrilled. They say, hey, Flacco's won the big game. They're excited for him in the Mile High City. San Francisco not picking up the option on Pierre Garçon. Let the Antonio Brown rumors commence there. AAF lines. We talked about this with Whale Capper and Gabe on Saturday. Salt Lake at Birmingham. Birmingham -7, 44. Arizona at Memphis. The Hot Shots -13 on the road. Over under 46. It's the biggest total of the weekend. Orlando taking on San Antonio. Orlando -6 on the road. 44.5. And Atlanta at San Diego. San Diego -9.5 point favorites. Over under 42.5. The Edmonton Oilers and Flyers discussing a potential trade for goaltender Cam Talbot, too. Other teams have considered trading for Talbot, including Carolina. They really need goaltending help. He's played in just 31 games this year. Not a great record. 10-15-3 with a subpar 3.36 goals against. The 31-year-old in the final year of his 3-year, $12.5 million deal. We also have a very busy night in the NHL. 11 games on the sked. I'll give you the 7 o'clock games. We'll go over the whole board at the DFS betting hour at 6. Islanders at Columbus. Jackets -40. Calgary at Florida. Flames -36.5. Ottawa at Detroit. Wings -40. Total 6. And Dallas at Tampa Bay. Lightning -90. Over under 6. The golf players just getting back on the course right now after the rain delay at the Genesis Open. And Tiger Woods committing to his hometown, actually not committing to his hometown tournament at the Honda Classic, but he has committed to Mexico, the WGC Mexico Championship, February 20th, next weekend in Mexico City.
Easier to skip the caddy in Mexico.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if Tiger wins money, he could stiff him just like Kuchar, Morenci. These guys like to cheapen out with the Mexican caddies. I'm not down with it.
Same agent. Mark Steinberg.
Yeah, Steinberg. Cheap. Anyway,
well,
Kuchar,
Steinberg,
pay the
Steinberg
man.
Didn't. Steinberg let this, you know, he was never the best PR guy for Tiger Woods. And no. Steinberg never should have let it get this far with Kuchar.
Kuch, I agree. Pay the man.
Kuch the Scrooge.
Yeah, I told you, Kuch the douche. Douche. Anyway, more Red Heat Rage after a short break, everybody. Back to you, yay!
Game time decisions.
Game time decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As I mentioned, yeah, so Mark Steinberg is Tiger Woods' agent, too, and I'm going to be honest, Cam. I've heard countless stories about how cheap Tiger Woods is, too.
Oh, yeah. He's a notorious cheap tipper. Very cheap, apparently. Yeah. Going to a diner, like leaving like pennies and stuff like that. Yeah. Another story I heard, my girlfriend told me from a guy that he was like a Canadian actor. He used to come into Shoeless Joe's. Apparently, that guy from Entourage, they had a big dinner party. He was in Toronto to do some movie, and he left people like VHS copies of Entourage instead of a tip. Are you kidding me? If I was a waitress there, I would have like slapped him. That's what a clown.
It's funny, too, if you punch in Tiger Woods, bad tipper, it pops up. In fact, he's voted the number 4 worst celebrity tipper in the world. This is Golf Digest, even. Like,
really, eh?
Tiger Woods has ran atop the world golf rankings, might be over, but he's still number 1 in one regard, being a bad tipper. According to the Miami Times, which mentioned reports that Woods once took a $5 tip off a blackjack table while playing a $10,000 hand.
What an idiot.
The reason, he already gave the dealer a $5 tip.
Unbelievable.
He realized he'd already tipped the dealer, so he took the second $5 back.
I've tipped dealers like $25 chips before. Like, I had nothing. Wow, that's pathetic, man. This is unbelievable. Number four. Madonna's five. Wow, I didn't know she was a bad tipper. Usher may sing silky smooth jams, but he's also known for leaving big fat goose eggs for tips. One waiter reports that the star has built up a reputation for attempting to get others to pick up the check for him. And when that fails, leaving his autograph as a tip for your information. A signed photo of Usher is selling for $4.75 on eBay. Zero bids.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
Britney Spears number two. Oh, geez. That's not good.
Wow. I know a girl who told me that her boyfriend once for her birthday gave her an autographed picture of himself. He was in a band.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What a gearbox. An autographed picture of himself.
Yeah. The thing is, he wasn't even a celebrity either.
He's like a low loser, like local band. Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, thanks, buddy. Wow. Somebody's other cheap tipper is pretty funny, too. We'll hit this. Bill Cosby. Well,
oh, great. Yeah.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
If you like to wager on sports, head on over to BetDSI. Wagering options for every sport you can think of. You can lay it down on esports, politics, reality, television. They've got live betting. Use promo code FNTSY100. That's promo code FNTSY100 when signing up and get 100% deposit bonus. Head on over, open up your account, get 100% bonus. That's FNTSY100. FNTSY100. And speaking of politics, I believe that Joe Biden is going to announce, actually, maybe later today or tomorrow, whatever, in the coming days, that he's going to be running for president as well. So the circus just keeps the circus tent just gets larger.
U.S. politics.
Send in the clowns.
Send in the clowns. What do you think Biden's odds will be? Because they're going to post that stuff again too.
Oh, he'll be one of the top favorites actually.
Oh, definitely. Crowd,
like right at the top.
Definitely.
Kamala Harris is the favorite now.
She's doing well. Her numbers are strong.
Once Biden hops in, he'll pass her. Although she probably has a better chance of beating Trump, even though she'd probably lose to Trump too. I don't think Biden has a chance of beating him. It's one of those weird deals. Like, Biden might win the Democratic nomination, then he'll lose.
Then he'll lose to Trump.
Biden's run, like, he's run for president, like, twice already, I believe. At least once, but I think twice, Cam, and he failed.
Yeah.
Like, you're playing right into Trump's hands, you know what I mean?
Trump
you're
will beat Trump. I don't like, yeah, yeah Trump, you, Trump will beat him down. It's just one of those things, like, Biden versus Trump.
Old Uncle Joe, like, will land a couple of shots, but Trump will be too
Trump
much.
He'll wear him down. You're right.
Like, Uncle Joe's the guy that, like, at the Christmas dinner, he'd make Trump look stupid type thing in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And then after dinner, Trump would just run him over in a car in the driveway. Oh, sorry, Joe's dead. You know what I mean? Like Trump's like plays a different level of hardball. These guys don't get it. You know what I mean? Like old Uncle Joe, I don't think it would work. I'm just stating. I'm not even saying Kamala Harris would win, but she's a pretty tough chick. Like she was a prosecutor. She's got money behind her. Like she's pretty polished. Joe's kind of old and goofy, you know? But Hey, you can bet on it at BetDSI.
That's right.
If you disagree or agree with what I'm saying, you can bet on it at BetDSI. All right, Yang. We found the the place is called Extreme Mattress, actually.
Yeah, Extreme Mattress.
Extreme Mattress. Great, so the odds like 2 minutes.
Great name. Extreme Mattress. Like,
yeah, with an
what?
X.
Like the mattress has got wheels. Like usually, like you,
like power drink.
Yeah, exactly. Extreme Mattress.
Extreme X. No, spell like Los Angeles was extreme. All right, so it's like 2.5 minutes, but we'll start it. We're going to start it like it's too long to play it all. Like at first, he's just sort of talking about where he is. Come on down and stuff. So he starts to get more worked up as he goes. And, you know, he's funny. He's got like slick back hair and
He looks
low shirt and stuff. Like
he looks like a meaner
like
version
Hogan's
of Hulk
brother.
Hogan. Yeah, exactly.
It's like if Hulk Hogan had a brother that sold mattresses, it's this guy.
Yeah, he's a mixture of Goldberg and Hogan
for less. So listen as he starts sort of getting more worked up as the ad goes on here. And listen, he takes a shot at someone because basically he did like a 2 minute ad once. All right, and you know it's like every Sunday night or whatever he'll come on live, right? You know, at 11 o'clock before Ring of Honor or whatever. Like he comes on, he's like, "Hey, everyone!" He does his thing, but he's smart, Cam. Then he cuts it up. So he does 2 minutes live, and then he cuts it into four little ones. So he sort of self-edits every 30 seconds. Like, he knows
very
what
smart.
He's doing, right?
Of
so
course. Saving money.
So then he splits it up into four ads. So that's what I said. And the next ad, it comes right up after. He goes, "Hey, listen, there's a lot of good car people here." So it's in his little spiel here. It's good. Yang, roll the Extreme Mattress.
Guy went in looking for a $299 advertised queen-size mattress set. He had the ad
great
in
accent.
His hand. The guy said to him, the salesperson in the store said, "Well, that's just to get you through the door." And then he tried to step him up, classic bait and switch, into something three times the price. "We're never going to pressure you. You go into these other stores, they actually go and make phony phone calls. There's always just one left. You better grab it. You name it. They make used car salespeople look clean. This is a comfortable shopping experience. You're going to get what you want. It's going to be in a budget that you can afford. And nobody's ever going to try to force you into anything at Extreme Discount Mattress. By the way, nothing against used car salesmen. As a matter of fact, these guys can actually sell you a decent used car for a lot less money than our competitors are selling mattresses for. We sell mattresses for less, a lot less."
I love that.
Oh, come on.
Costello's the best.
It's just.
He is. He's awesome. He looks like a wrestler, too.
Yeah, I love the Buffalo accent.
Oh, the accent's so good.
Came in $289. Play it again. I got to hear it one more time. Play it again. Yeah. The accent's the best.
Oh, he's great.
Roll the tape, Yank.
You're going to find a mattress that's right for you in a price range that you can afford, and it's going to be quality. Another situation. Guy went in looking for a $299 advertised queen-size mattress.
Advertised.
He had the ad in his hand.
Like you're right. It's the same one as it's like the guy he said to you.
"Well, that's just
hey asshole." Hey asshole.
That's what he said to my buddy. Hey asshole. We don't have Sprite here. It's Sierra Mist, asshole.
"We're never gonna pressure you.
Stupid
asshole. Go into these other stores. They actually go and make phony phone calls. There's always just one left. You better grab it. You name it. They make used car salespeople look clean. This is a comfortable shopping experience. You're going to get what you want. It's going to be in a budget that you can afford.
Nothing against used cars.
Nobody's ever going to try to force you into anything at Extreme Discount Mattress. By the way, nothing against used car salesmen. As a matter of fact, these guys can actually sell you a decent used car.
They can actually sell you a car for a lot less money than our competitors
are selling mattresses for.
For less than a mattress.
We sell mattresses
He spun it, he apologized, but he spins it back to himself, right? I think he can sell better than my competitors who screw you for a mattress. How many mattress places are there in Buffalo?
A lot, man.
Who are his competitors?
Yeah, they got this guy, he kind of looks like a rat with like crazy eyes. Like he's the other guy, and he's like, you know, dressed a little bit slicker. Like, I forget what he is. Like, I'd say there's about three or four in, like, the competitive mattress world when I watch. I tell you, I watch Buffalo commercials just for the laughs, man. Just for the laughs.
We can't forget We'll get this one. We'll play this one. You can't forget about the pawn shop guy down by the airport.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The kiosk with the grandmother playing the organ in a chicken
Dude,
suit. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. That's the best. Come on down.
Come on down and sell your watch.
We got watches. We got everything.
Dude, it's like one of these.
It's
a drive-through pawn shop. Except it's like, remember in the old days, like younger people won't remember this, but in the old days, they used to have like 1 hour photo, whatever.
That's like exactly what it looks like, a 1 hour photo hunt, but it's a pawn
like
shop.
Phone.
Yeah.
It's like a toll booth. It's like a big toll booth. He's sitting there.
Yeah.
He's like, bring your gold. He basically like, yeah. Once he was like, hey, Bills fans, a little light on cash. It's so like.
Oh, it's the best.
This city's just too much.
Oh,
you and I need to move there. We'd be like celebrity. Like we could have our own ads. We could run.
It's actually funny you mentioned that. I've been in the process of thinking about move to the Niagara region a lot sooner rather than later. Thinking about doing it in the summer, actually, Gabe. Yeah, loans for gold. Yeah, Buffalo jewelry and loan. Oh, yeah, these guys are the best, man. Pawn shop. Cheektowaga and Buffalo. All the pawn shops. The best is he's got like his grandma playing the organ, and then there's the dude in the chicken suit. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell's going on here? No, Buffalo commercials, Gabe. You can't beat them. They're cream of the crop. The best.
No,
great
like,
characters.
It's
in a league of its own for comedy.
Honestly, you wouldn't be able to like a lot of cities would be like, no, we can't air this.
No, that's why it's so good.
We'd be like, listen, fantastic. There's a guy in a chicken suit. You're in front of a green screen. Your grandmother's dancing. Yeah. You're playing a piano, telling people to come bring your gold down here. Like, yeah, we can't. You know, like,
can't beat it.
It's too good. That
see, we appreciate it. We appreciate it.
I played Cab the New Jersey and New York. Yeah, it's different. Hey, come down here and buy a car. Remember that guy? Like, he's
forcefully.
He's yelling, hey. Hey, come down here. I'll loan you the money. You'll buy a car today.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat Rage Radio. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Into level two here. Riviera.
Yeah.
Has been chaos so far. Chaos last week. Chaos once again in the golf world. And you don't expect this, Cam, going into California at this time. And I tell you, the television networks definitely don't expect this. They're left. They're stuck. And, you know, it's going to be raining a lot tomorrow. And Saturday and Sunday, it's supposed to clear up in Los Angeles. So I guess this thing could. What's going to happen? Is it going to go into, like, Monday now? Monday's a holiday, actually.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're playing right now. I'm just watching Spieth's group just teed off. They're all spraying it everywhere. Phil hit it left. Spieth hit it left. They're all... It's all over the place. The weather looks a little bit better right now. But, yeah, like Phil's in short sleeves and a vest, so it can't be that
it's
bad.
It's only 2 o'clock there, right? It's 2:30,
2:26
there.
That's the thing. They'll get through. They'll get through most of the rounds today, and they'll have earlier start times. So they'll be fine. If there's good weather on the weekend, they're going to be fine. Can't have any more delays, though, moving forward. Like, if anything crazy happens on the weekend, we'll probably have a Monday finish. But I think they'll be fine now. Looks like we're ready to rock.
Tonight we've got 3 NBA games. Talked about the Orlando Magic game earlier. Lost 13 straight, man. 13 straight.
Trying to get the monkey off the back. Time to win,
right?
Charlotte
they're
Hornets. Hot. They've been good to us, man. Like I want to go back to the Magic. That's one team that's been great. Like, you know what I mean? It's crazy. When you think about a stat like that, that's just weird. Like, you would never think of anything like that, but they're hot and let's ride it out. And Will Kuemper brought up a good point. you know, this NBA All-Star weekend's in Charlotte. What's going to happen there? Friends, family, things are going to change, commitments. It would be nice if Orlando would get up early and hopefully these guys can tap out. That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah. Fourth road game in 9 days, too, for the Charlotte Hornets. But it's a big game, dude. And Charlotte's been on a little bit of a push, too, as of late.
Yeah.
They know how big of a game this is tonight. Massive game. Massive game. I like where everyone's going with this. The Orlando Magic to win the division. That's a
makes sense. Seven, eight to one. That's a great, great price. And these guys are real smart guys. Like you said, at Dinkmeyer, he went to Duke, and Whale Capper went to Duke, and Dinkmeyer, you said, where do you go to Cornell? Like, so we have like Ivy League.
I'm not sure if it was Cornell.
Yeah, smart school though. Like we're talking about brain power here. He didn't go to DeVry. So I have a feeling you know, these guys are crunching numbers and they like the value of 7-8 to 1 with a team like Orlando. We're listening.
Maybe it was Dartmouth.
Oh, Dartmouth, yeah. All Ivy League. Dartmouth, Ivy League, Penn. What can Brown do for you?
It wasn't Brown, it wasn't Penn, it wasn't Harvard, it wasn't
Cornell.
Yale.
Could be Cornell.
I think it was Cornell or Dartmouth.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll ask him. He's coming on.
Excellent point. Why don't you just ask him what school he attended, Gabe?
Why don't you just tell me what movie you want to see?
Who you want to see?
Major League Baseball pitchers and catchers have are checking in. They're checking in across the board. So I'm seeing here, Blue Jays general manager says the Blue Jays are in no rush to bring up Vladimir Guerrero Jr. So, like, what's the deal, Cam? Like, they're going to wait till this kid's 32 years old to bring him up? Like,
No. I don't got a problem with that, right? Because then you get the extra – I think from the story, and I'll read it again in the update at the top, when Atlanta brought up Asuna Jr. there, if you wait till the end of April as a team contractually, you can get that extra time, extra year. Since he's been there so long in the minor leagues, Gabe, and I have a feeling at the end of April, that makes total sense. Start of the season, you bring him up. I think Drury will probably start at third base for the Jays, and you bring up Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and Bob's your uncle. It'll be perfect. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just saying they're not going to bring him up like right away. Let him get accustomed, you know, acclimated, and he's going to put asses in seats for sure. So
what kind
I got no problem with that.
Well, listen, I can't disagree with the business perspective of this, but we always talk about, like, baseball and, oh, they got a good union and this and that. They evidently don't because, like, it's garbage. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that now the owners are hoarding the money and they're not paying the players is garbage. And this little trick that if they call them up in mid-April, they get another year of eligibility out of them. So for two weeks, like, you basically get to screw someone for a year. Like, how the hell did, like, I guess baseball figured whatever. Like, they're rookies and who cares?
We've got to give something. Baseball's in big trouble right now. Like, take a look at the stories that are in. No, yeah. Like, I'm just looking at, like, we're putting these updates together. I'm looking at the stories in baseball. Scherzer's calling the system broken. All the other guys are talking about it.
Oh, and for the record, too, Ken.
Players are going to.
Oh, no, you're right.
Players are talking about his striking. Like, this is a joke. We're at pitchers and catchers have been there. Harper and Machado are playing chicken with each other, waiting it out. Like, baseball, this is very, very close to being panic time. Like, I'm looking at all these stories. They're all negative. Like, it's bad, Gabe. Really bad.
Well, it's funny that baseball. And I was just going to say that, for the record, I would hold it against the team that did this to me, and I would leave. Yeah, I'm just stating. You know what I mean? Like, the Jays are the kings of this. I get it. You know, it is what it is. I understand this, so I'm not going to call them out for this one. But the Jays have always done little petty things like this. You know what I mean? They always take people arbitration when they shouldn't. You know, they made the kid pay for his suit that time for the stupid Sportsnet magazine.
That's ridiculous.
You know, like, just little things, you know what I mean, where it just pisses the player off, where finally they're like, you know what, screw this place. This place sucks. And what happened, remember, all the old Jays came back, the 93 guys? They all said, it's not the same. We don't feel welcome. It's not, used to be first class, isn't anymore. You know what I mean? It's one of those deals, and it just pisses players off. And, you know, it's to me, it's dumb, you know, like that they do this, especially Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You figure, listen, you want to make the kid happy. You want him to stay so he's a Jay for years to come, as opposed to, well, hey, all right, you guys went by the letter of the law. the first second that I'm able to split, I'm going to go by the letter of the law, right? You guys screw me around every chance you got. It's just, it's the way that it goes. And I get it. I get it with this. It is. Guerrero has to wait a month. Like you said, he'll be up by whatever the actual date is. But it's so non-transparent, like, or it's so transparent that what these teams are up to. Let's screw this kid over so he's got another year. Let's not pay the star player. And now, Cam, like you said, and baseball, you know, they're in a panic mode, like you said. They got a million dumb ideas to change the game and do this and that and to get people like, oh, they'll like it if we do this and that. You know what people like? To see star players. But you guys don't want to pay your star players. It's pretty clear. You know what I mean? Like, you, oh, they're like, oh, we need to make the game more entertaining. Well, Bryce Harper makes the game more entertaining. Manny Machado makes the game more entertaining. Good players make the game more entertaining. And now you hear all these owners talk about, well, you know, it's all analytics now. And you don't need to spend money on stars anymore.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, they're on a collision course. Like, there's going to be a strike slash whatever.
There's definitely, definitely. And also, what about these stories now? And another problem, you're not even mentioning the spot starter stuff. Look at all the stories that Madison Bumgarner was basically, he said it as a joke, but he met up to Bochy. He wasn't joking. He's like, if you guys start like relievers before me, I'm walking out of the stadium. Other pitchers, star pitchers have talked about it.
I told you this had happened last year.
Tampa Bay. Yeah, I know you did. I'll give you credit.
No,
Tampa Bay, 17 different guys.
That it was all injuries. It wasn't just injuries.
No, it was It's the way
they realized, you know what?
It's numbers.
You know what? We don't have to pay some starter big money. We'll just get a bunch of scrubs from AAA and a bunch of dudes. They'll pitch one inning. How hard is it? Pitch an inning. You know what I mean? If he does well, we'll give him two.
Yeah.
Or one and a half. And it actually screws the other team up, Cam. They can't dial in on any pitcher. Every second inning or every inning, there's a new guy.
Look at Milwaukee. Even in the playoffs, they adapted that system. Exactly. Craig Council went out and said, we're going to do this. Sorry, Gabe. It's not just one thing, too. This is like a league mantra now. A lot of people are going to be doing it. You said it. Baseball, man. I've just been looking at these stories. Big, big problems. Like, all negative around this stuff. Like, not even signing stars. The stuff with pitchers. It's just, they got to get their act together, man. You said, strike is going to loom. It's bad, bad. I see bad things in the future.
You know what does help them, though? The fact they're going to have new teams coming in. All right, now, listen, the Montreal situation. They said in Montreal, the prospective owners basically said it would be much better for them. And in fact, I thought he said the only way it works is if it's a relocation. In other words, you know, we don't have $2 billion or whatever the hell it's going to be to buy in. Yeah. But just 2 days ago, actually, they finalized the land. Like, so it's actually, it's not just a dream anymore. I didn't talk about it earlier in the week, actually. Just because I've got my hopes up, you know, Tampa, this whole thing, just it never ends with Tampa, so you never know.
Well, that's the thing. Remember the story this week, Gabe? They talked about another
now they're open to
another stadium. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so all that stuff that we talked about before seemed like an absolute lie. Like, oh, we have to do it. Like, they were strong-arming Tampa. Oh, this, you guys better comply because we have all this other stuff. And then when push comes to shove, oh, yeah, you know, we'll try another location. It's all talk, man. It's crap.
Well, they all just say, they see, oh, maybe they'll pay for a stadium for us. Maybe they'll pay. You know what I mean? So who knows about this? But either way, the collective bargaining agreement's up in 2020. And I think it's 2020. So 2 years. So like this summer, then next summer. Then the shit hits the fan. And if they bring in two teams, Cam, in expansion, they don't have to share the money with the players, which is just going to piss the players off even more. But they don't have to share the money. So they're going to do it right before that. they're not going to leave. Baseball's counting on this money. Like, they basically, you know, they need a second city, though, because Montreal's all in, but then they can't fleece Montreal. But there's no way in hell the owners in Montreal just actually got the land the other day. They signed the deed type thing. Like, it's real. So they've got the stadium land now. Now, they could always flip it for real estate or whatever down the road. But, you know, we'll keep our eye on this. But I would expect, yeah. And you know what's crazy? Football could actually go on strike, too. Like, the NFL is almost certainly to have a problem. The NFL players might be cowards and stuff when it comes to this stuff, but they're up against the wall and they know it.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Ready Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. 844-843-6879. NBA basketball tonight. We haven't gotten into the NHL NHL card this evening. We'll see what Cam has in store. We warned Cam last night about the
Vancouver
Canucks as the Anaheim Ducks were once again mighty.
1-0 Actually, it's funny you mentioned that they honored the Mighty Ducks. The Mighty Ducks movie characters got more cheers than the players. Like, hey, Mighty Ducks! Like, they're out there, guys from the movie.
Oh, were they really? They were there last night?
Yes, yes, yes. It was Mighty Ducks like honor day.
If I would have known that, I would have doubled up.
Yeah, I would have done. That would have been the straw that broke the camel's back, and I would have rode the Ducks with you, buddy. No, it's crazy. They're honoring the kids from the movie like they really played for the Ducks. It was really stupid, actually.
Well, it was a popular movie.
It was.
You know what? I've never seen it.
I've seen one of them. I haven't seen the whole like series. I think there's like a few of them now. I've seen like the original one. That's it.
I don't really have a reason. Like, I never, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's not.
When the Ducks came,
it's
a kid's
movie. Slapshot's a good movie. Like, I don't need to watch the Mighty Ducks. I'm with you. You're not missing much. I don't know. People think it's such a great movie. It's all right. It's nothing
like when the Ducks, came into the league, they came in at the same time as the San Jose Sharks. And Sharks were cooler. I mean, they had a shark biting a hockey stick. It was cooler than the Ducks, you know?
Yes, very cool. Yeah, I agree. Angrier shark, more aggressive than a duck.
Remember, they were the Mighty Ducks before. Like, they were actually like the movie. They were like the Mighty Ducks for real. They played in the pond. And
that's right.
Now they're just the Ducks. They're not the Mighty Ducks anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. You said it, though. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, yeah, I even look at the Pac-10, like, for like, the names. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, the Ducks don't seem very intimidating. Oregon Ducks, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, they just kind of hang out in the water, quack, quack, quack. And, like, even I like the Beavers, Chomp, but, like, you know, Oregon State Beavers, like a beaver with buck teeth. Like, they got some kind of weird wildlife up in that conference, you know?
It's a good name, the Oregon State Beavers.
Yeah, I like beaver. I like beavers. It just doesn't sound that intimidating, but people don't understand. Beavers can really do a lot of damage. Beavers with those teeth. Oh, yeah, they gnaw trees. Yeah, they're very strong. Those teeth are special. You look at a beaver, he doesn't look very tough, but their looks can be deceiving.
But, like, there's a lot of crazy anteaters.
See, that's fun, though. Like, I like those names. Like, anteaters, banana slug, Santa Cruz. Like, that's cool, man. Like, I respect those schools. That's what do we complain about? Cougars, Tigers, rah, rah, rah. Auburn Tigers, this Tigers, that. Clemson Tigers. Like, okay, I get it. Like, there's more felines. How about cheetahs or lions or leopards? Why are they just tigers? That's what I'm saying. Like, what about mountain cats? Like, there can't just be tiger, 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 tiger. You get my drift, buddy? Like, that's what I've been thinking about. I'm like, are tigers and cougars? Like, wildcats? Kentucky Wildcats.
I've said it before, and I'll say
very
it again.
Uncreative.
If I had a sports team,
very
I would name my team the Pigeons. Never been used.
the Pigeons shitting on everybody's head. Go, Pigeons!
No shit, but I just have, like... I just have one angry-looking pigeon is the logo.
Is he flying or is he pecking? Like, what's he doing?
Is he just looking for
breadcrumbs?
No. He's, like, plotting. He's, like, sitting on, like, sort of a stoop, and he's about to, like, attack people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like on a bench, looking for, like, a loose hot dog or something. Yeah, angry, he's hungry. Like, hungry pigeon.
Yeah, they're tough pigeons. Like, but you said there's a lot of animals that aren't intimidating that, like, are mascots. Like, pigeons are tough, man.
They're resilient.
Wintertime, summertime, yeah. It doesn't matter. They're there. It's like, you know, the only team that had the balls to do it. I'm not a fan of rats, but remember the Albany River Rats?
Yeah, that's a good name. I like the River Rats. It's a great name.
It's kind of silly. It's like, you know, it's no one, like, really. What are you going to sell, River Rat little, like, stuffed animals? Like,
I got no problem with River Rats. At least they're doing something different, like Utica Comets. Like, that's cool, man. Like, get some better names. I'm just, the NCAA needs to go back and look at it. You shouldn't be having 17 Cougars, Tigers, and all the other crap. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. The Tiger's not the only, like, mountain cat out there. Be creative. That's all. That's my speech. Like, yeah, you said it. Where are the cheetahs, man? Where are the cheetahs?
Yeah,
cheetahs are cool.
Not,
Chattanooga Cheetahs or something like that. They're the Mocs. They're the Chattanooga Mocs. Right?
The best names are actually in minor league baseball, like the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Yeah, the Jumbo Shrimps.
Cape Fear Crocs.
Exactly. Like there's a great
there's
names.
A few
creative
good ones.
Names. Well, they have to, right? They're not in the big leagues. They got to do cool stuff. And you notice their gear, how cool it is? We talked about it with Steam Shrimps, with Syncat. Like, they got great names, Gabe, because you know what? Hey, what do you got to do? You have to come up with campaigns to make it done. Like, you got to get people out to the game and sell cool merchandise and have cool logos. I'm down with it.
All right.
Who do we got?
Is Big Cat? I thought we had Big Cat and Anthony.
Who's first?
Let's go to Anthony here. Sarasota, what's up, Anthony?
You think, honestly, Miami Hurricanes mascot in Ibis is not the most intimidating bird ever. Honestly, I understand.
He's a cool looking bird, though.
Yeah, he's skinny. He's got kind of like thin knees and stuff. But yeah, no, I don't mind the Hurricane. He's cool. He's all right.
The players are menacing, no. Anthony, on the Canes. There, you got enough menacing guys. Like, I don't mind it. I tweeted it. There's a great one of the best, the highest paid mascots. A surprise. It's actually Rocky, the Denver Nugget guy.
Oh, he's good.
Last night, he did his Valentine's Day stuff. I retweeted the video. It was pretty good. Like he gives like a
honestly, they should rename some teams.
What do you want to rename a team?
The Tigers LSU. They should rename themselves the Water Moccasins. Do you know what a water moccasin is?
Yes, I do, Anthony. A very dangerous snake.
Yes, yeah. We have so many tigers.
I'm with them. Like,
what's
I said, like they're like LSU Tigers. You have Auburn Tigers. Like, are you kidding me? And you have Bulldogs too. And they're all in the SEC. Mississippi State Bulldogs, Georgia Bulldogs. Like, are you kidding me? Come on, man. Get it together.
Yeah, and these people ripped the CFL because there was two Rough Riders.
Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of Gators. I think besides the Florida Gators, I think there's another. Isn't there another football team with a Gator mascot as well?
There's sort of Gators, but no team called the Gators. There's a lot of sort of green things and stuff like that. Like,
well, the UAB the stupid, Blazers more. He's more of a reptilian, fire breathing dragon. He looks kind of like a gator.
Yeah,
dragon.
But he looks like an alligator. He's supposed to be.
Oh, Ohio State's mascot is not intimidating, to be honest. A Buckeye. It's a plan.
It's Brutus.
Yeah.
I got to hand it to them, though. They make Brutus look pretty good, though. I hate Ohio State, but he's got a good getup.
Yeah. I don't like him or the Spartan. Michigan
you
State.
Like,
that stupid
you don't like
big
Sparty?
That big Sparty? That big Sparty. No. Yeah.
Does Michigan have a mascot? Like, does their person have, like, an actual dress-up as a Wolverine
Their mascot is a bunch of yuppies and khakis.
Dockers.
You know, the dumbest one is the Stanford tree.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. I agree.
Yeah, honestly, the ones that intimidate me the most are the teams that ride on the horse, like the Florida State Seminole, like Chief Osceola, or the Trojan, or the Bronco from Buffalo, from Colorado. That scares
Ralphie.
Me.
Ralphie's a good Buffalo. I like Ralphie.
Well, you remember Anthony before the title game there this year? Was it what's his name? Bevo. Bevo nearly killed the little Ugga, the little bulldog.
Oh yeah, that's remember right. Don't mess with the steer, man. You're gonna get the horns, brother.
I saw that. Happens. I was like, oh, my God. That scared
that's
me.
That's what happens.
That scared me a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Bovine University, man. You know, you don't mess with that. That thing's mean. He's tough. Yeah, he's a tough old boy.
We shouldn't be bringing big live animals onto football fields, guys.
That's another thing. Yeah, that's an excellent point, Brenzy. Like, bad things can happen.
He's just asking for disaster.
Hasn't killed anybody. You're right. One day it's going to happen. Like, you're not going to. Well, you said it. Wasn't that with the Auburn game with War Eagle? He just decided to say, F you. Like, I'm going to fly around. And, you know, and he almost took off and landed on somebody else, like he didn't follow the script.
No, it was at a bowl game.
Yeah, bowl game.
It was at a bowl game. They let an eagle out. Yeah, yeah. No, it was Notre Dame and Clemson. For some reason, the eagle, like, yeah, he didn't come back. It's happened. There's a great video of Ugga, one of the earlier Uggas from a couple of years ago. A wide receiver of Auburn, like, caught a ball and, like, stumbled out of bounds. He startled Ugga. Like, yeah. Ugga wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
so the dog's sitting there. This Auburn player, like, nearly hit him. Oh, yeah, like, Ugga was pissed. He started, like, he snapped at him, tried to bite him. The Auburn player had to, like, jump away from like, Ugga. I don't mind. Listen, you're allowed dogs, but no more cows. Or you can't have buffaloes running around the field. Yeah.
Horses? Yeah. No.
Horses are fine because they can be controlled because they're being ridden by a person.
Yeah, I saw a dude with the Sooners the other day this year. He fell off the back there.
Oh, yeah, the back of the Sooner wagon.
Yeah. But he hung on and he got,
UCLA
like, dragged.
Does UCLA have a mascot?
Yeah, Hot Chicks.
A physical mascot, besides the cheerleader, but do they have?
Not that I know of. Let me see. No, I don't think so.
Who?
Yeah, they do.
Who?
They do.
Who?
Joe Bruin.
Yeah, what, UCLA?
Yeah, yeah, he's a big bear.
Yeah, yeah, he's the bear. Yeah, he's Joe Bruin. Yeah, I like the bear. Yeah, he's cool. He's a blue and yellow bear. Yeah, he's cool.
Like Joe. A grizzly bear, kind of?
Nah, he's more, like Joe Bruin's more of a friendly bear. He's kind of like.
Nah, he looks like a big, teddy bear.
Yeah, he's a teddy bear. Even though a Bruin would, like, put his claws through you, he's more of a teddy bear.
What conference do you think has the most intimidating mascots? I think, honestly, with the Wisconsin, a Badger's not really that intimidating, honestly.
Boy. I beg to differ, Anthony. I think a badger's very intimidating. Yeah, they're pretty mean animals, man.
They're a small
animal. Piss off badgers. Yeah, they're mean, though. They got mean streaks. You know, badgers are very, very, they like to pick fights. They're angry.
I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Look them up, Anthony. Look up Shocker.
Isn't there a team with a rattlesnake? Isn't there a college team with a rattlesnake as a...
There's the Florida A&M Rattlers. The Florida A&M Rattlers are a rattlesnake.
The Rattlesnakes were an Arena Football League team, the Arizona.
Rattlers.
No, they were the Rattlers. There's the Lumberjacks, Rattlesnakes. I don't know. But, all right, Anthony, thanks for the call, buddy. But look up Shocker, Wichita State. I'm telling you, he's a creepy dude with, like, wheat for hair and stuff. And
yeah, that's what he is. He's got wheat coming out of
his. He looks like
hair.
A repo man. Like, look at his nose and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I know. He looks angry. Very, very intimidating.
No, he really does. Like,
he's scary.
Joe Bruin's cool. I'm a sucker for mascots. So
me too.
Yeah, so like I was saying, Cam. So Rocky, Rocky in Denver. It's Valentine's Day. So last night he gives like a stuffed animal to this woman. She's like on the aisle with her friend. It's just two ladies there.
Yeah.
So he gives a stuffed animal to her. She takes it. She's like, thanks. But then he rips it out of her hand. He's like, not for you. He gets all mad. He walks away. He comes back a minute later. He gives her a bigger one. And he takes it away again. But you know she's getting sick of it and pissed off. Like, dude, Rocky pisses people off for real. Like, he's the one, like, he pours drinks over people's heads and, like...
Yeah. He's like, going to get beat up.
No, but watch. I tweeted it. Like, people... It was a little aggressive. Then he, like, threw it at her. Like, it's actually pretty funny, but... Rocky's the highest paid mascot in America.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at the Rocky with the third bear. The thing picks up like 9 seats. Oh, that was awesome. Sorry, man.
He just dumps it on her too.
That's a great sketch right there. That's fantastic. You're right. It was awesome.
All right, so we talked earlier in the week about the chick in Toronto that threw the chair.
Yeah,
turns out it was from the 45th floor. Yeah, I don't know if you're seeing on the news, Cam, in Toronto.
Yeah,
but
she's hanging out at Starbucks, laughing it up. Yeah. She's a real idiot, man. Like, hey, just joke. Yeah, like, are you kidding me? Like, you could have killed somebody. Like, I know a lot. Twitter's not very happy. People aren't happy. You got to make an example of somebody. Like, it's a joke. Like, I have no idea what's going on. That's ridiculous. But whatever, man.
Yeah, she. You know what's crazy? That corner, it took me a minute, you know, because I don't live there anymore, but it took me a second. I was like, where is that? I was like, well, hold on a second. That's right. That's my old neighborhood, man.
Yep.
It's exactly where I lived, actually, like right up the street. So I thought about it after. So I'm like, dude, she got out. That's police headquarters, like right down the street.
Yeah, yeah. That's right behind
where
we were.
So in other words, Cab.
At the Toronto facility, it backed onto the cop shop there. At the old Fantasy Network there. It's right the gate separates right there, Gabe. You live right there.
No, it's no, that's that's on she's on College and Young Street.
Oh yeah, sorry, the other side. Okay, yes, yes. I see where you're coming from. Okay.
Yeah. She's you're talking about the
Fantasy. Okay, sorry, I'm getting confused. Quick. Yeah, yeah, I'm getting confused. Sorry, I thought about the condos there, but you know, you're right. It's from where you used to live at Young and whatever there. Okay. Correct.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, so the point is, she left police headquarters, so she turns herself in. She's so traumatized that moments later, I thought about it. I'm like, because I see right away, they're like, here she is at a Starbucks. And I'm like, yeah, Starbucks. And I clued in. I'm like, I recognize this corner, but it took me a few minutes. And I'm like, holy shit, it's right down the street from my old condo. And then I clued in. I'm like, she left police headquarters. Went over to Starbucks.
Exactly.
She's like so unstressed about it. She just cruised over to Starbucks and she's all like giggly with the media.